What is going on, man? It's your boy Crimson. Remember when I said that when the time comes and we get to rebuild society, and when we're being bitched at and nagged at that we're not doing it correctly, when we're rebuilding our society and our culture, that we're not doing it correctly, whenever we hear the bitching, the whining, and the complaining, we get to turn to the internet and show them their shit to them and rub it in their face and say, "We fucking told you so, so shut the fuck up and take a back seat." This is what I'm talking about.
You see all these documentaries regarding like record labels and artists getting 360 deals, and they have whole documentaries on it. They make a documentary about this crap right here.
I never knew any man to move me, to love me, to want me, to be with me, and I don't know if I'll ever find it.
You will find it.
Hang him up.
I'm so single that whenever they ask for an emergency contact,
so done with dating.
I just been putting Jesus.
Sorry, the chick in the middle. Look at what the caption says. Over 30, dating in LA is awful. Well, fuck, lady, I could have told you that. Shit. Dude, I'm from fucking Los Angeles. Dude, every bitch in Los Angeles has this fucking boss babe mentality where it's just like, God, guys are so, it's like, as soon as they lock eyes with the dude, he'll just, like, lock eyes with her for a split second and then go back to fucking hanging out with his guys. And, dude, the amount of fucking gall that these chicks have to say that dating in LA is awful. No, dick. You fucking keep going to bars and trying to meet guys, you dummy. Fuck, I had this chick on this one dating app who fucking asked me, "Hey, what's it like dating out here, or dating on here?" I was like, dude, this is a fucking cesspool. I wouldn't even fucking waste my time. Honestly, I'm just on here just trying to fucking gather some data so I could figure out what is it that's the new trend. And the new trend, it's always been what it was when I was in fucking middle school. The more shit you have, the more fucking fancy cars you ride in, the fucking coolest spot on the fucking block, that's the guy that they're gonna go for. He could have a 9-to-5 blue collar dude, and as long as he has a car, a boat, and something worth taking and destroying, yeah, that's what a chick wants. When I was in fucking middle school, if a fucking nice pair of sneakers, like the nicest sneakers, the nicest deck, and the nicest clothes, and the more friends you had, that hasn't changed. Like, the more attractive you came across to the other sex, that was it. The more mysterious you were, the less they fucking knew about you, the more they wanted you. If you came to their defense, I was such a simp in fucking middle school. The more you came to their defense, the more they wanted you. And coming from really tough schools like the ones in Los Angeles, and a couple in Compton. Trust me when I say this, dude. I had a different outlook on life. The bullying at those schools was fucking so bad. It was like almost gang initiation style fucking bullying. I mean, outright just like a whole fucking mob of dudes. I remember when I got my brand new bike, I was fucking terrified of taking it to school because I thought I was going to get my ass beat. Like, and it wasn't like, "We're going to beat your ass to steal your bike." It was like, "How dare you fucking come to school with that nice ass bike?" That's the kind of fucking shit I'm talking about. And I remember when it did get stolen and I had to walk to school, all the fucking dudes at school were like, "Hey, yo, where's your bike at?" And I just told them, like, "Yeah, I don't know. I got jacked." And they were like, "Dog, you should know better than to fucking bring a nice-ass bike to school. You should have at least fucking painted it, made it look fucking old as fuck." How the fuck was I supposed to know that? And they're like, "You just do that." "What do you mean, how are you supposed to know that? You should have known. You should have known better." It's a black ghetto logic for you. Don't ever fucking have anything nice. So yeah. That comment in the section, dating in his 30s in LA. Like, dude, that is the most narcissistic place on the planet. That is narcissistic breeding central at that fucking place. Hypergamy fucking capital. Fuck.
It dawned on me of your existential crisis that I'm 46 years old and I don't have a husband to take care of me.
Hi guys, I'm so sorry because I just came to a realization these past few days have been so hard for me and I missed out on marriage.
I'm 46 years old and
children.
I still need my mom.
And right now I'm like, I don't care, like, if you are rich or poor, dark, handsome, ugly, I don't care. Like, as long as you're a man, and you're pretty, like, that's the only qualification I need, because I'm just so desperate for a husband, like, there's a lot of pressure around.
It sucks.
If you can't hear me, and propose to me,
for the women who learned the hard way. Study predicts 45% of women will be single by 2030. Single men.
Single men are lonely, but single women are empowered. What the fuck? Alright. You see what I mean? The delusion hasn't stopped. They're not there yet. Just let this keep coming in. Just let it keep rolling the fuck in. Because the number hasn't fucking gotten bad yet. 2030. So that's what? See, 2000, so that's like 6 years away? 7 years away from now? I'll be, let me see, I'll be 30, no, I'll be 43 by then, about 42. Yep. And if, and again, this is, that's a study that was done, I don't know, maybe a year ago. But you already know how fucking apps work. Can't tell you how many fucking chicks on Bumble. And, I don't use those anymore. Like the fucking dating apps. Jesus Christ. I don't even know why I got back on there. But watching all those fucking chicks on, all those dating apps is like, oh yeah, I remember why I got off of here. Like, holy fuck. They just tell you right out. Looking for a partner, and looking for somebody to spend and share my life with. That's basically code for split the fucking bills, split the fucking rent. Looking for a companion to, you know, to build with. In other words, I want you to fucking help me finance all my bullshit. And some of these girls are fucking flat out just like looking for partnership to help build my career, to help me elevate myself, to help me this and that. Like, just pay for my shit. They're not there for fucking love, they're there for their own security. As a matter of fact, I started thinking about this. I was driving around, and I thought about this. The only thing that women respect is money. The only thing that women respect and care to kneel down to is finances. All that being taken care of and paid for. They don't give a fuck who earns it. Ultimately, money is the only thing that they worship. Money is the only thing that they respect. And I thought about this long and fucking hard. And I'm like, hypergamy revolves around money. Power revolves around money. All these status symbols in terms of vehicles that they drive. You see these chicks, they don't drive Hyundais or Kias. And then the ones that do drive them still dress up like, Jesus fucking Christ, they dress like they're about to go to the club to go do an office job. They dress like they're going to go to, you know, a fucking, like the red carpet to go to the doctor's office. You know for a fucking fact they're not doing that for themselves. Fuck, when I work out and I wear my favorite shirt, which is like this orange fucking flannel that looks hideous, I'm like, dude, one day I'm going to fill out this shirt. And unfortunately, the shirt is probably going to fall apart before I ever get a chance to fill it out again. But I thought to myself, like, if I could fill out this fucking shirt, I think I'll have, you know, I think I could die happy. No. Not these women. But those women, it's like, how much money can I make before I hit the dirt? And if I do get a husband, how much more money is he going to be making? Like, they just want to rub it in the faces of other women. They're not in it to be in a relationship. It's fucking sad. But it's, what is it? It's gaining momentum. And the faster that this collapses, that's why I keep saying, keep empowering this shit. Because it's eventually going to collapse in on itself. The more you root for it, the more you fucking... It's like watching a buddy of yours, you know, who's just the loudest motherfucker on planet Earth. You tell him, here, drink this. And then you fucking tell him to keep drinking. And then he passes the fuck out, and you're like, thank fucking God, like, I don't have to deal with that motherfucker anymore. That's exactly what it's like. That's exactly what it's like. You get to watch these chicks just destroy their lives and record it all on camera, and then when they fucking hit the wall, when they're all alone and desperate, you get to take all these video clips and sit down and show it to them. And you get to say, I fucking told you so. And you didn't listen. So now I have to fix your fucking mess. Same way we fix it every fucking century, every fucking decade, every generation. Men have to come along and unfuck what you did. You know, Rome and Sparta's collapse were due to women's empowerment. You know, women that had all the power. Every civilization during that time period was always on the brink of collapse. What was it? Marie Antoinette? The woman who said, let them eat cake? It was her fucking... Dude, it was her loud fucking mouth, her cockiness that got... They got her fucking executed. That's the shit that I'm talking about. It was her fucking loud, cocky ass mouth that got her fucking executed. And I see this shit coming today, too. Everything that these women say about men is eventually gonna come to fucking... come full circle. And I don't feel bad. I don't feel bad at all. Like this chick, check this out.
Bruh, I'm literally so fucking sick of not having any friends.
By the way, this chick is an adult actress.
It's so lonely. Like, I just want to make plans with one person to hang out with, and I can't find. Like, I've asked at least 30 people that I've hung out with before, and they're not random people. I've hung out with them before just to hang out, and not one person was down. Like, it gets so lonely when you're by yourself 24/7 every fucking day. Like, I'm literally so independent and always by myself. But literally, I'm getting to the point where I'm getting sick of it. Like, I can't take it anymore. And it's... I just can't take it anymore. So, if you live in Orange County and want to be friends, then hit me up, because I don't have any.
There it is. There the fuck it is. Guard your heart.